I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. 7 years ago, delegates to the UN General Assembly chuckled and some downright laughed as President Trump laid out his U.S. successes. At his address today, the only noises were gasps as he thrashed the organization, called climate change a con job, and said Europe's migration policies were drawn up by people who don't know what they're doing. Oh, they take him seriously right now, but is it in the role of a world leader? Is he right to take his grievances of the UN so public, or is he putting the U.S. in the position of not being trusted by the globe for a long, long time? Let's go through some of the things he said at the 80th celebration of the UN. He used a broken teleprompter at the open, which UN officials say was supplied, by the way, and operated by the White House, and a paused escalator to criticize the body for its broken policies and inactions. In so many words, he said the UN never follows up policy. He drew gasps from the way he attacked climate change.
It's climate change. Because if it goes higher or lower, whatever the hell happens, this climate change, it's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion. Climate change, no matter what happens, you're involved in that. No more global warming, no more global cooling. All of these predictions made by the United Nations and many others, often for bad reasons, were wrong. They were made by stupid people that have cost their countries fortunes and given those same countries no chance for success. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail.
Those stupid people he refers to are the globe's most noted scientific minds. He went on to say the U.S. will use the best supply of fossil fuels and coal to propel the U.S. economy. He lectured European countries on their migration policies.
Europe is in serious trouble. They've been invaded by a force of illegal aliens like nobody's ever seen before. Illegal aliens are pouring into Europe. Nobody is ever, and nobody's doing anything to change it, to get them out. It's not sustainable. And because they choose to be politically correct, they're doing just absolutely nothing about it.
He did mention Ukraine, but the big news there came after his speech and after a meeting with Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, when he said he thought Ukraine could regain all the land it has lost to Russia with the help of EU nations and NATO. He also said that those delegates calling for a two-state policy for Palestine and Israel were making a mistake because the price for the October 7th invasion has not been paid. So those are the major points. What do we make of it? For sure, in a big way, he has taken Trumpism from U.S. politics to world politics. He's lectured world leaders at the UN. He has taken his distaste for science and replaced it with either his gut feelings or his own economic goals. The questions are, is he right? Is the UN really a useless organization? Is global warming a con? Are European nations not knowing what to do about migration? Or is he further isolating the U.S. from the globe, a world order that the U.S. has dominated for its economic good and global leadership? He is asking the world to follow the leader, him. How long will it be before countries start looking toward China and maybe Russia for leadership? Is Donald Trump doing the right thing on the world stage, or is he just looking like a buffoon? What makes sense? Email me if you like at ed@edbaxternews.com.